This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
I'm joined in the studio by one half of Hope Brekkie, Mr. Sam Robinson. Now, Sam, you're not just a radio guy, you are a podcast guy. And I am a big fan of your podcast, as you know.
It has been featured on Apple Podcasts this week. So for the whole world to see, they swipe across three times.
Australia, New Zealand.
Well, that's the whole world, isn't it?
It is at the moment, isn't it? As far as we can go.
That trans-Tasman bubble.
Yeah. I found out on Tuesday morning that it's like if you go to Apple Podcasts to the store and you look up the top, it's like a massive image there.
It is.
I'm stoked.
It is. This is huge. Now, for those of Hopeland who don't know you've got a podcast, which I'm guessing is the vast majority of them at the moment.
Sure.
What is it? What's it about? Who's it for?
It's called What Shall We Do About? I started it back in November, so it's been going for more than half a year, weekly episodes on Tuesdays. And it's basically me talking to different people, many of them are well known in the media, about what we're going to do about the world's less pressing problems. So the things that don't make the news but really are everyday and could be done with a bit of a facelift, a bit of work. And some are more serious than others. We've had some serious episodes. Some are more trivial and fun. There's a lot of laughs in there as well, but I've really enjoyed it, just getting to know people, but also kind of their world views, and many are different to mine. So it's good. It's been really fun.
So what kinds of audiences would you say it's for?
Anyone who wants to be challenged in the way they live, I think, and the everyday. So I think most people, but I think anyone can access this. The episodes, I mean, obviously, every episode's with a different guest on a different topic. And so it's a real variation. There's about 34 episodes you can choose from listening if you want to jump in. I just think, for me personally, it's been a challenge to think about the way I see the world and get to know how others do, but also to make changes to make things better and not just the big picture stuff, the small stuff, the everyday.
Well, it's certainly had an impact on me. I've been listening over the past 6 or so months. If someone was to jump in now, what episodes do you reckon they should start with?
I brought in 3 because okay. I think these give a little bit of a variation. So the first one I'd say is episode 1, which was with Ash London, who does radio, she does TV stuff. We talked about flying, and she and I both share a fear of flying. But she has to do it for work. She has to travel around, or back before COVID, she has to travel around the world for her job. And we talked about how she deals with that and how we can make flying more of an easygoing experience from when you get to the airport to when you land. And we had a lot of fun in that because it's getting to know her on a different level as well. I'd also suggest there's an episode I did with Alex Dyson, who's also a radio guy, on trains. Now he doesn't work in public transport, but he's got these fantastic stories of times that he's missed trains. We laughed a lot in that episode with his anecdotes. And if you're looking for a kind of more save the world kind of vibe, listen to Jo Griggs talk about bees. She is the host of Better Homes and Gardens, but she's actually a beekeeper as well. And I asked her the question, and I brought in a bit of audio of that. Jo Griggs, what shall we do about bees?
Look, I would definitely say refrain from spotting them or spraying them if you see them close by. As I say, there is that term busy bees for a reason. They're pretty much on their self-mission. And if you are in a horrible instance where, you know, randomly for some reason you do get a bee sting, as long as you don't have an anaphylactic reaction, honestly, just look at the sting and tap it out on the direction that it's gone in. Just take it out so it doesn't release as much poison. It might itch for a day or two, but that'll be it. They're not, you know, if there's any perceptions out there that they're, you know, these mean-spirited insects, they're not. They're so gentle. They're absolutely gorgeous. You can sit and hold a drone on your hand. They don't sting you. They just literally are like big teddy bears that fly in the sky in a miniature size.
That is so awesome.
Well, it's just like bees are in real trouble. And if we lose our bee population around the world, then humans are in trouble as well. They're that important. And she spends half an hour banging on about bees. I learned so much that I never knew about how bees work. So that's a great episode to look at as well.
There is such passion in all of these episodes, Sam. It truly, this podcast is awesome. If they want to check it out, if anyone wants to check it out, how do they do so?
Wherever you get podcasts, just look for What Shall We Do About. You can look for my name too. It's a big yellow tile with the logo in there. And, give it a go. If you like it, you can review it, subscribe, And thanks. Yeah, do thanks. I say thanks for checking it out. That's what I'm trying
to say. Yeah, no, absolutely. I can't speak highly enough about this podcast. I'm self-appointed number one fan. Sam.
Thank you, Georgia.
I hope you get some more listeners from this because I truly think you deserve it. You have a great podcast. Thanks for joining me on Hope Mornings.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.